Thank you, Pastor Dan. So for those who don't know me, my name is Holly Wiegand, and I've been attending CBC since beginning graduate studies at BU this fall. And so last week, as you'll see in the bulletin, we talked through Psalm 95, and primarily we walked through the structure of the psalm, which is Pastor Dan divided for us, and looked at the repetition of the call to praise and call to worship. That's followed by the reasons of why we should come to praise God and worship in verses 3 and 7, as you can see. And so we are called, importantly, first to praise, which is kind of an outward exaltation of our response to God because he is the creator and the maker of all things. But then, as the psalm continues, we are called to worship, which is an act of submission and of bowing down. And then the psalm transitions in at the end of verse 7 and into verse 8, where the speaker says, "Today, if only you would hear his voice." And then he continues to talk about recalling the various instances of Israel's history in which they did not submit and they hardened their hearts. And so today, we are called to not be like that. We are called to be humble and respond willingly to God. And so as we were talking through this psalm in Bible study this week on Thursday, Pastor Dan, who's in my group, asked us of different other scriptures that talk about the heart and how we should be responsive to God. And that immediately brought to mind one of the verses in Psalm 22, where we're supposed to have a broken and a contrite heart, the opposite of a stubborn and unwilling heart. And we are supposed to be willing to submit ourselves. And that is where we find our rest and our relationship with him. So I'm going to say a quick prayer and then let Pastor Dan bring today's message. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today where we can gather and praise you and worship you, Lord. You are an awesome God, and we humble ourselves before you and open our hearts and to receive your word, and that we trust that Pastor Dan will bring us your truth and something that each of us can respond to individually in ways that we would not have anticipated walking through the doors today. And bless us, Lord. Amen.